From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senator Edward Kennedy's body will be brought to the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Boston today for the beginning of 3 days of services. The senator died on Tuesday. He had brain cancer. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The senator's body will be brought by motorcade from the family home in Hyannisport to the Presidential Library in Boston, where the senator will lie in repose for public viewing until Friday afternoon. A private memorial service is planned for the senator at the library Friday night, and an invitation-only funeral mass will be held at a Boston church on Saturday. President Obama will be among the speakers. The senator's body will then be flown to Washington, D.C. for a private burial service Saturday evening at Arlington National Cemetery overlooking the Capitol. The Kennedy family apparently decided to forego having the senator lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda, as some had expected, but they have set up a memorial website, www.tedkennedy.org, where the public has been invited to post memories and thoughts about the senator. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Danny to continue to strengthen in the Atlantic as it approaches the Bahamas and the U.S. coast. Eric Blake is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It could reach hurricane strength. Right now we're forecasting some slow strengthening, and we think late on Friday it could become a hurricane.
Its top winds have been measured at nearly 50 miles per hour. Last night, Danny's center was about 675 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. And forecasters think that Danny will brush the east coast of the U.S. over the weekend. The producer and writer Dominic Dunn has died at his home in Manhattan of bladder cancer. He was 83. Dunn wrote about the trials of O.J. Simpson and the impeachment of President Clinton. He mingled socially with many celebrities whose tragedies he chronicled. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
An unsparing tabloid columnist living the life of a high society fixture, Dominic Dunn covered celebrity murders, political scandals, and Hollywood intrigue for the glossy magazine Vanity Fair for a quarter century. Dunn was born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1925 and graduated from Williams College after receiving a Bronze Star for heroism in World War II. He was a moderately successful television and movie producer, but left Hollywood in the 1970s seeking to shed alcohol and drug addictions. Dunn's first piece for Vanity Fair stemmed from the diary he kept about the trial of the man accused of killing his daughter, Dominique. His path of covering splashy crime stories and advocating for victims was set. He is survived by two sons, Arthur and the actor and director, Griffin Dunn. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. The Associated Press reports New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will not be criminally charged in a federal investigation into allegations that a major Richardson campaign donor received lucrative work on transportation bond transactions in exchange for the contributions. The AP quotes a person familiar with the investigation saying it's over, there was nothing, and saying that top Justice Department officials made the decision. The investigation prompted Richardson to withdraw as President Obama's nominee for Commerce Secretary. A federal grand jury began its investigation last year. Scientists have figured out how to cure a type of genetic disease in the eggs of monkeys, and they'd like to try it on people. But it raises ethical issues, as NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The technique can be used to treat rare inherited diseases that are caused by defective genes in parts of the cell called mitochondria. The idea is to identify women who have those mutations and to engineer new eggs for them that contain mitochondria from another woman. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University report in Nature they've done this procedure with monkey eggs and ended up with four apparently healthy baby monkeys. They'd like to try it in people, but they need to prove to the Food and Drug Administration that it would be safe, and they also have to deal with an ethical issue. This kind of therapy doesn't just affect an individual. The change is passed down to future generations. Permanent genetic manipulation raises concerns because it could also open the door to engineering new lineages of supposedly superior human beings. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Stocks rose slightly in early trade in Europe today, and stocks closed generally lower across Asia. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.